This week's Something Wild podcast is sponsored by Pelletieri Associates, an award-winning team of landscape architects celebrating over 30 years of land planning, fine gardening, masonry, poolscapes, and maintenance services throughout New England, and a proud supporter of NHPR.
I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society, and this is Something Wild, where we examine elements of the natural world that you can find in your backyard.
Today's focus is on one of the smaller life forms you can find in the state, cyanobacteria.
And we're joined by Sonia Carlson, who heads up the beach inspection program at the Department of Environmental Services. Sonia, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So, Sonia, to everything there is a season, and this is the season when we go swimming, and we spend a lot of time talking about cyanobacteria. So what is it?
Cyanobacteria is a teeny tiny little organism, and it's been on Earth for a very long time, and in fact, we scientists think it's what created oxygen in our atmosphere. So it's a very important part of this world. However, when it lives in lakes and grows huge amounts, it can produce toxins that can actually hurt people and dogs and livestock.
Is there a particular time or an event that causes a cyanobacteria bloom?
There's no particular event that we can usually point to. When the conditions are right, calm water, warm water, lots of sunlight, just the cyanobacteria will grow and grow. And then you can see it in the water. And it can be icky blue-green, it can be, looks like paint chips, it can be a cloudy pea soup in the water, but sometimes it's just a part of the lake and there's no problem with it. The problem is we don't know when the bloom, which looks gross, necessarily has a toxin component or not.
How common is it? How widespread?
The cyanobacteria has been found in every lake and water body around the world. But usually it's just a small part of the ecosystem.
Well, how many lakes are there in New Hampshire?
There's about 950 that are 10 acres or more.
And they're all equally endowed with cyanobacteria. How many beaches that are tested regularly?
We test about 160 or so freshwater beaches in the state.
What are the beaches in New Hampshire that you think are typically a trouble spot?
The one that we've had the most issues with would be Silver Lake State Park in Hollis. That particular beach and lake is different than all others. It's a very shallow lake, so all the sunlight goes all the way to the bottom. The cyanobacteria grows, comes up to the top, and it's there quite often.
Sonia, can you walk us through the testing process?
The testing process is a very visual process. If you see something in the water that looks icky and gross, call the state, and we'll come out and scoop up some of that scum and take it back and look at it underneath the microscope.
All right, so that takes time, though. So by the time you get test results from a particular beach, could conditions have changed at that location?
Well, they could, but the test itself actually doesn't take very long. We actually take some of that water, put it on a microscope slide, and look at it underneath the microscope.
Right away.
So it doesn't take hours and hours.
But there's no quick fix. Like there's no, we just dump this chemical in here and then, you know, it'll be purified in 2 days.
That is what people tend to think, and that is not an answer.
But lakes are not swimming pools.
With cyanobacteria especially, you can open up a magazine. There'll be an advertisement for something that says, this will get rid of the cyanobacteria in your lake. A lot of times those are chemicals that kill the cyanobacteria. And if you kill the cyanobacteria all at once, all the toxins are let out.
And let's keep in mind that cyanobacteria itself is part of the natural ecosystem.
Yes, it is part of the ecosystem. It's the growing at a huge rate. That's not a normal, typical thing. And so to change that, you need to manage your watershed, reduce the nutrient inputs.
How will people know if it's safe to swim?
Well, first, do the visual check. If the water looks gross, just stay out.
That's how I do it all the time.
There are 950 lakes, so chances are there's going to be another one that you could go to. But you can also check our website. We have a beach advisory link there.
We'll have a link on our website. Dave, I think it may be time for us to get out of the water.
Well, before we do, Sonia, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.
This week on the Exchange Podcast, a study that finds 20 years after a landmark court case on school funding, the system remains highly unequal. Also, NHPR's Todd Bookman drops by to discuss his coverage of small-town politics and life in the Granite State. And we'll revisit our summer reading list with recommendations for new and classic books. Don't miss a minute when you subscribe to the Exchange Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and continue the conversation on Facebook and Twitter at NHPR Exchange.